Here in Washington, the stork has paid a visit to the National Zoo. At 3:41 this morning, giant panda Mei Shang delivered a healthy cub. Hold off on gifts. We don't know the sex yet. Zoo workers are keeping their distance while mom and baby bond. Five other pandas have been born at the zoo since 1983, but all died within days. Zoo officials are hopeful this one will become the third giant panda born in the U.S. to survive into adulthood. The National Zoo's chief veterinarian, Suzanne Murray, has been watching the newborn and listening in on a video monitor.
The panda's squeak sounds a little bit, but much louder and sharper than a funny kiss, a little bit like.
The cub only weighs 5 ounces, but its squeak is so loud it just demands attention from mom.
As soon as she lays down, the baby starts going, you know, and Mei Shang jumps up, grabs the baby, and cuddles her again. I mean, that's what we're hoping for in a mom, that even though she's dead tired and she's been up all night in labor, the minute her baby calls, she is so there.
And the proud father?
The father, Tian Chen, bless his heart, is, I don't believe, knows what is going on. He got up in the morning and he had his breakfast and he went outside and he's laying down in his air-conditioned grotto outside, taking it very easy, completely unaware of the hard work that Mei Sheng has done all night.
Mei Sheng and her mate Tian Tian are on loan from the Chinese government. Under that agreement, China will also get to name the new cub and will take custody when it turns 2. So far, the little one is just about the size of a stick of butter, but you can try and get a peek. The National Zoo hopes to set up a webcam tomorrow.